All right, so ready to head to Macomb
Always up for a visit.
to kill a mockingbird. I mean, it's a classic for a reason, right?
Absolutely.
But we're going deep today. Got all our notes, articles, even some fun facts about Harper Lee herself.
Yeah.
Let's figure out why this book still matters decades later.
You know, it's funny, right? A book from 1960, and it's still so relevant.
It's
I
true.
mean, we're still dealing with the same stuff, racial tension, justice, what it means to be a decent person.
It's like it's timeless in a way.
Yeah.
But okay, before we get too ahead of ourselves, paint the picture for us. Macomb, Alabama, Great Depression. What's the vibe?
Think slow living, but
Yeah.
like with an edge.
Yeah.
Everyone's struggling. Gossip is the main source of entertainment.
Yeah.
And there's this like undercurrent of tension, you know, fear, uncertainty. It makes people cling even tighter to their prejudices.
Yeah, you can totally see that playing out. And right in the middle of it all, Scout Finch, our narrator, 6 years old, sharp as a whip,
Oh, she's the best.
giving us this like unfiltered, hilarious kid's perspective.
That's what makes it so brilliant, though,
You're
right?
too clever.
You're seeing everything through her eyes, the good, the bad, the ugly. But she's also this innocent lens on some really complex issues.
Like when Scout's describing her new teacher, Miss Caroline, trying to figure out Macomb's social hierarchy.
Oh, totally. Or even just how Scout talks about the way adults behave. It's funny, but it's also like a commentary on the hypocrisy, the deep-rooted classism.
Yeah, you see it everywhere in Macomb. And then, of course, you've got Boo Radley,
Oh, the man of mystery.
the town recluse, subject of all the whispers and rumors.
It's like everyone's got a Boo Radley story.
Oh, totally. It's like that figure in your own life, right?
Yeah.
The person everyone has an opinion about, but nobody really knows.
Exactly. He becomes this blank screen onto which the town can project all its fears and prejudices. They turn him into a monster in their minds without even knowing him.
Like they're like judging him before they even like know him.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's the same thing that happens to Tom Robinson later on in the book.
100%. Speaking of which, we've got to talk about the trial. Atticus, Scout's dad, the moral compass of Macomb,
Right.
agrees to defend Tom Robinson, a black man falsely accused of a crime. Talk about a pivotal moment.
Right. This is where the novel really digs into Southern society,
Right.
really society in general, and its flaws. Atticus knows he's fighting an uphill battle, right?
Yeah.
Tom Robinson represents everyone who's ever been marginalized, silenced by prejudice.
It's true.
And the trial, it's like this big magnifying glass on the community's racism.
And Atticus, he becomes this unlikely hero, even though, like, realistically, he's probably not going to win.
Right.
It's his sense of, like, what's right. He's driven by his conscience, you know, this unwavering belief in
Oh,
justice.
yeah.
That's pretty inspiring, even if it makes you realize how much guts it takes to actually stand up for what's right, especially when it's hard.
For sure.
And, you know, it'd be easy to box this book in, right? Like, oh, this is just about racism in the South back then, but it's so much bigger than that.
Right. That's the thing about To Kill a Mockingbird. It's like, unfortunately, these themes are universal.
Totally. It gets to the heart of human nature, you know, like how we judge, how we treat each other.
It's about prejudice, plain and simple. How we put people in boxes based on like nothing,
Yeah.
our assumptions.
And that whole mob mentality thing, so scary how that takes over when fear and ignorance like team up.
Yeah, totally. And it's like Lee captures that perfectly with that quote. What is it? People generally see what they look for and hear what they listen for.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It's like our own biases, they can make us blind to the truth.
100%. Which brings us back to that mockingbird symbol.
Right, like what Atticus tells Scout, it's a sin to kill a mockingbird.
They don't do any harm, innocent creatures, just like, well, Tom Robinson and Boo Radley even.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's like Lee's drawing this parallel, showing us how we treat the most vulnerable people, the ones who are misunderstood.
Yeah, and it's about the loss of innocence, you know, something that like really gets to you no matter who you are.
It's powerful stuff. Makes you think about who the mockingbirds are today, you know?
Absolutely. Like, who are the ones being silenced? Who's being treated unfairly? Who are we not listening to?
It's a question that sticks with you.
It does. And I think that says a lot about like Harper Lee's talent.
Yeah, her ability to like craft a story, but also make you really think.
Totally. Speaking of Lee, I mean, we've got to talk about how much of the story came from her own life.
Oh, yeah, she pulled from her experiences growing up in Monroeville,
Big
right?
time. I mean,
Yeah.
she was a tomboy, just like Scout. And her dad, a lawyer, defended black clients.
No way!
Yeah, and he faced some serious backlash for it. Threats. The whole nine yards. And you can feel that, like, woven into the story.
Wow, so it's like she wasn't just imagining this. She saw it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it adds this layer of authenticity, this depth, that I don't think you could just make up.
So real. Oh, and speaking of real life, did you know that Dill, Scout's friend, he's actually based on Truman Capote?
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
They were childhood friends. They even investigated a real-life murder together, kind of like Scout and Dill with Boo Radley.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
I love those little connections. It makes the whole thing feel even more, I don't know, real.
Oh, absolutely. Like, it grounds the story, even though it's dealing with these huge, complex issues.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing, right? How she took these pieces of her life, like real stuff she saw, and turned it into this story that just, like, gets everyone thinking.
It's true. And you know what I find interesting? Like, yeah, it deals with some really heavy themes, but there's also this humor to it.
Oh, 100%.
This, like, childhood wonder.
Yeah.
That keeps it from being too overwhelming.
Oh, totally.
Like, who could forget Scout's first day of school, right?
Yeah.
Total disaster. Or Jem and the camellias. With Mrs. DeBose.
Oh, yeah.
So funny, but also, like, it makes you think.
Right. Like, Lee doesn't shy away from the tough stuff, but it's balanced, you know?
Absolutely.
There's heartbreak, but also those moments of, like, hope, connection that make it feel real.
That's what makes it such a good read. You're right there with Scout, figuring things out as she goes, questioning everything. She doesn't always get it, but she's trying, and it makes you, like, challenge things, too.
And she's not afraid to, like, call people out.
No.
In her own way.
Think about that scene, right? When they're outside the jail, the mob's about to attack Tom Robinson, and Scout just, like, walks right up to them.
So gutsy.
She doesn't even really get what's going on. She just starts talking to Mr. Cunningham about his son.
And it totally works.
Right.
Like, it diffuses the whole thing, reminds him that he's human, not just part of this angry mob. It's crazy.
It is, and it just shows you, like, sometimes the smallest act of empathy can make a difference.
Which actually kind of brings us back to that Atticus quote, right, about walking in someone else's shoes. You never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view. Like, that line just hits different after really diving into this book.
It's true.
It's like the whole point, you know, understanding, trying to see things from someone else's perspective, even when it's hard.
That's what To Kill a Mockingbird really pushes you to do. It challenges you to be better, to actually listen.
To question your assumptions. Like, who are the Boo Radleys in your life, you know? Who are you quick to judge?
Right. Or the Tom Robinsons, the ones you didn't stand up for. It makes you think.
It's a book that sticks with you, starts conversations.
It does, and that's what makes it so important. It's more than just a story. It's like this catalyst for change.
Absolutely. It reminds us that the fight for justice, for equality, it's not over. And it starts with, you know, with trying to understand each other.
With empathy.
Yeah, exactly. With empathy. So to wrap things up, listeners, next time you're facing a tough situation or you meet someone who's different from you, remember Atticus's words. Walk in their shoes, see the world through their eyes.
You might be surprised what you learn.
And on that note, we're going to wrap up our deep dive into To Kill a Mockingbird. Hope you enjoyed this conversation as much as we did. Until next time, keep exploring those big questions and keep the conversation going.